Does the gun industry bear any responsibility for the way its products are used and distributed? In the case of alcohol sales, a store owner who knowingly sells to a minor can have a license taken away. If a crime is committed with the alcohol, there is further liability. And if an older person buys booze for an underage person, there's the doctrine of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And if a store owner knows about it, there's even further liability. Gun stores are curiously exempt from these tests, at least in theory. Two police officers and the city of Milwaukee are suing a gun shop for two officers being seriously injured by a gun owned by an 18-year-old, too young to buy a gun from Badger Gun Stores, who instead paid a 21-year-old acquaintance to buy the weapon for him. It's a practice known as straw purchase, and a number of cases, including the one in Milwaukee, which a jury began deliberating this week, are seeking an end to it, potentially changing the relationship between gun owners and the consequences of the products they sell. Timothy Litton is a law professor at Georgia State University and an expert in tort law and gun cases. He joins me now. You can read more about this in his book, Suing the Gun Industry, A Battle at the Crossroads of Gun Control and Mass Torts. What is the state of liability for gun owners and for the people who sell guns in the commercial setting?
Well, in 2005, the federal government passed a law that grants immunity from civil liability for gun manufacturers and retail stores for any kind of injury that arises out of a criminal misuse of the gun in a shooting. So up until that point, there had been a sort of steady flow of lawsuits by gun violence victims who sued not only the perpetrators, but also against gun stores and the gun manufacturers for their distribution and sales practices. The immunity law in 2005 really put an end to those lawsuits. There are a few exceptions to the immunity, and the case in Milwaukee in which a jury yesterday awarded damages about $6 million in favor of the two police officers who were shot. That judgment was a judgment that was rendered against a gun store that sold the weapon. That falls under two particular exceptions to the immunity bill. The first of those exceptions is if the gun store violates a federal law regarding the sale of guns in the course of the sale. And the second is what's called negligent entrustment, if they negligently sell the gun to somebody who poses a high risk of harm. And the jury found both of those things to be true. And as a result, there was really the first verdict since the immunity bill in favor of a shooting victim.
How difficult would this be if there wasn't video evidence of both purchasers being in the store and if there wasn't evidence of the clerk who just basically was selling a gun to a 30-year-old and had no idea that he was going to hand it to a 15-year-old once he got out of the store?
Well, if there hadn't been evidence of either, you know, knowing violation of the federal law or evidence of negligence, you're just talking about a gun store who used reasonable care, or there was no evidence that they didn't use reasonable care in the selling of a weapon and that weapon is misused, then even without the immunity bill, they wouldn't stand to be liable, because you're not liable for conducting legal business and then someone going away and misusing the product that you sold them. So if you're a car dealer and you sell cars and they're used in getaways or drive-by shootings, you're not liable for that.
So it is the case that if someone comes in who's of proper age, who passes a background check, but acts in the store and there's video evidence of it, of saying, man, I am so mad, and when I get out of here, I am going to really show some people who's boss. And the store owner kind of says, well, whatever, don't be a nut. Here you go. See you later. That technically does not violate any federal law.
I mean, that would be up for a jury, right? A jury would have to decide whether or not the behavior of the gun purchaser was such that the clerk knowingly sold the weapon with knowledge that it was going to be misused in a crime, and that's something that could go to a jury. But there may be differences or nuances between coming in and saying, I want to buy a Glock because I'm going to go shoot the police officer on the corner, or I want a gun because I'm really mad and I'm going to do some damage.
Lots to think about there. Thanks so much, Timothy Litton.
My pleasure.
Timothy Litton is a law professor at Georgia State University, editor of the book Suing the Gun Industry, A Battle at the Crossroads of Gun Control and Mass Torts.